This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We like to think of Intelligent Medicine as one of the best-kept secrets in the world of health and wellness because, well, we take a look at some of the stories that the mainstream media kind of gives short shrift to, and we look behind the scenes to provide you with perspective. Also, we dig up stuff that probably never makes the headlines and could have a major impact on your health and the health of one of your loved ones. So that's the format. We invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number. And during this hour, we'll talk about DHEA. DHEA is a hormone. It's available over the counter. What are some of its benefits? We'll talk about nitric oxide and the impact of nitrate supplementation, a new study on that subject, apropos of one of our good sponsors, Super Beets. And we got lots more. 888-302-3684. And one of the big problems across the world, air pollution. But nowhere is air pollution worse than in China. And so it was that they undertook a study to see if the use of home air purifiers could lower the risk of heart attacks. Yeah, heart attacks. Why heart attacks? Well, it's been documented that people who live in well-trafficked areas where there's lots of air pollution, not only do they get lung disease, but they're also at higher risk for heart attacks. It appears it has something to do with air pollution, but also there's something weird that happens when traffic goes along highways at high speeds, in particular related to diesel engines. Diesel engines produce ionically charged particles. Ionically charged particles, as it were, have an electrical charge that causes them to stick to surfaces. I learned this painfully many years ago when I bought an air ionizer, and I put it in my apartment here in New York City. At the time, I lived in Greenwich Village. And I put it against the wall, and, it was happily doing its work, supposedly fixing the air quality, when I noticed a dark halo was beginning to form on the white wall behind it. And so I took down the air purifier in an effort to clean the wall, and I noticed that where the air purifier was, it was white. It was, you know, like what happens when you hang a picture on the wall and the wall gets sooty, but behind the picture, it's not dirty. That's a telltale that a picture was once hung there. Well, there was a big, dark halo around the ionizer, and scrubbing, I couldn't get it out. So ultimately, I had to repaint the wall. I discovered painfully that when you put an ionized charge on the pollution particles that are in the room, that they stick more. And that's what happens in a highway environment where engines create ionically charged particles, which complicate the risk. Now, these particles get into your lungs, but they also get into your circulatory system, and they can cause inflammatory changes in the walls of your arteries, and they can lead literally to a heart attack or potentially a stroke. It's all part of the same circulatory system, whether it's in your heart blood vessels or your brain blood vessels. Well, okay, so they did this study, in Shanghai, China. And they say, there's a little caveat here, it says, be aware that the study was performed in Shanghai, China, which may limit generalizability. You think? You know, the air is so dirty in some of these big urban areas in China. By population, what, you know, 20, 25 million, who knows? Pollution controls non-existent, cars spewing all kinds of horrible emissions, and motorcycles and open fires and people cooking on stoves with charcoal, that literally you can't see the skyscrapers. And they have some wonderful pictures out of China where people are getting selfies taken, not against the backdrop of the skyscrapers, which are in the background, but they have these murals of beautiful bucolic scenes, pure lakes and mountains, superimposed against the backdrop of these grimy, barely visible skyscrapers in downtown Shanghai, Beijing, Canton, you know, pick one of these Chinese super cities. So what did they find? They found that filtering fine particle pollutants using an air purifier for just 2 days improved markers of cardiorespiratory health in these volunteers. The authors noted significant reductions in blood pressure and inflammatory biomarkers, as well as some small increases in lung function. We're talking just 2 days. We're not talking weeks, months, years. Specifically, they found changes in these three inflammation markers, MCP-1 down 17%, interleukin-1 beta down 68%. That's an important inflammatory marker. Myeloperoxidase, it's an index of free radical activity, down 33%. Very dramatic changes. Systolic blood pressure decreased by 3 points, diastolic by 5 points, and exhaled nitrous oxide, not to be confused with nitric oxide, which is good. Nitrous oxide is a pollutant. It's a marker of respiratory inflammation, decreased by 17%. That's pretty good. And so, you know, look, are these results generalizable to America, where we have more stringent pollution controls, where the quality of air is actually getting better? I remember the air quality in Los Angeles, where I grew up in the 1950s and 60s, was abysmal and is a little better because of very, very stringent emissions controls. They made us demolish our backyard incinerator, where we used to dutifully take our garbage and set it up in a plume of smoke every day. No longer, they literally, the people from the city came and they dismantled it. They said, we're not doing this anymore. So what can we infer? Well, air purifiers can be recommended. Indoor air purifiers can help to remove some of the junk. The air quality is actually better inside than outside if you filter your air and if you use an air purifier. They could be recommended, especially in households where there are smokers. And if kids coexist with smokers, they're a must. But interesting study suggesting that air purifiers, not just good for lung health or you have asthma or allergies, but good for your heart. You know, maybe instead of prescribing statins, we should be prescribing air purifiers. Think about it. Maybe the results would be superior in terms of heart protection, stroke protection. 888-302-3684, that's a number. We got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Health Talk, so stay with us.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. O'Hara takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this week in our newsletter, you will have received, had you subscribed, perhaps you haven't yet subscribed, but had you subscribed, you would have received the second in our two-part series on supplements for surgery. In the first part, we enumerated the supplements that you might want to rethink because they might have a negative impact on your surgical outcome. In part two, we emphasized the positive, the supplements that you should indeed be taking if you're contemplating surgery. And there's a whole slew of them that can make your surgical outcome better. And if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about some of those on today's program. But you can all find that, you can find all that information at drhoffman.com. It's free and available. And we hope that you utilize that information. We want to hear your feedback. If you undertake surgery and works out well for you, your recovery is in record time, send us an email to a radio program at AOL.com and we'll read it on the air. Or, you know, comment on Facebook or whatever. Let's talk to Jamie. Welcome. By the way, our number 888-302-3684. Hey, Jamie. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I talked to you years ago, and I've heard you talk about prenatal DHA and how it helps a child to develop quicker or smarter, increase intelligence. And I'm a little bit older. I'm 46, and I'm going to be conceiving a baby with a donor in a month or so.
Great.
And I wanted to find
out. So wait, donor, you're going to have a donor egg?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the interesting part is the donor part is the heredity of the baby. Okay. And so in effect, the baby will not have your DNA. Right. So
you
like if you're really smart, there's no guarantee that the kid's going to be smart because of that. But you can shape the development of that ovum once it's fertilized by spiking it with nutrients that enhance the realization of its genetic potential. In other words, you can influence that outcome. So, you know, there's a little bit of a different situation where it's not your own chromosomes, but you still, DHA still makes a difference here. This is, you know, genetics versus epigenetics. Epigenetics means the shaping of your genetic heritage. Okay, go ahead.
So I see a natural doctor, and in all the time that we've been talking about going through this, she's never had me take DHA. She's had me take different supplements. And
really? What did she say you should take?
Well, she has me taking some prenatal. She has me taking calcium, food-based calcium. Nothing really, fish oil or DHA or anything like that.
Really?
And I don't know.
So that bespeaks, I think, a real serious deficiency in her knowledge base regarding prenatal supplementation. Because omega-3 fatty acids work two ways to improve pregnancy outcomes, at least two ways. One, they tend to prevent early or premature delivery. So much so that actually statistics show that in parts of the Faroe Islands, which is where they, you know, a lot of fish is consumed, pregnancies last longer than they do in adjacent Denmark, which is the, you know, more, less, I mean, they eat a lot of fish there, but not as much as the Faroe Islanders. So that's number one. You reduce prematurity. Prematurity, of course, puts a child at risk for health problems. You know, it's somebody born at 7 months, they're not ready for the world. So that's number one. Number two, the DHA is actually a building block for the sensory organs and for the brain. It's very important. And this hasn't been realized until recently. The United States is one of the last countries in the developed world to permit supplementation of baby formula with DHA. You know, all the other countries in the world were down with that principle. They recognized that maternal milk contained DHA. But the maternal milk is influenced by the mother's intake. And if you don't consume enough of the building blocks for that or actual omega-3, you won't make DHA. So then your baby will be compromised in their development. So you should be taking a DHA supplement. The product that we use is something called DHA Select. There actually are very good prenatal formulas that include DHA. One is made by a company called Ortho Molecular. It's available via doctors. So that's something you should take. Then, of course, go ahead.
Sorry. What if I'm taking, you know, I have to be on all the different fertility drugs to keep the pregnancy for the first few months?
No problem. No, there's no problem. There's no interference. You know, I'm working through this situation with quite a few. I'm in the epicenter of 40-something moms here in New York, because a lot of women, you know, the career women, they wait, they delay pregnancy, they want to, you know, find the right guy, establish themselves professionally. By the time they start thinking about pregnancy, they run into fertility problems. So some of them have to resort to donor eggs. And, you know, it's a little bit of a higher risk pregnancy. And many of them are tanked up on progesterone to make sure that they don't miscarry. But in no way do these nutrients have a negative impact on pregnancy. Sounds like, you know, we're due for an article in our newsletter about pregnancy nutrients, because I think it's a hot topic, very important.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you know how much the dosage I should be taking?
You're probably, you know, something like 300 to 600 milligrams of DHA, but it's hard to OD on DHA. The DHA is just a part of the fish oil complex, and it's going to be hard to it's hard to get too much. Really, it's not something which is going to be a problem. All right, we're going to switch gears in just a moment. We're going to talk about something, you know, what a difference a letter makes. We were just talking about DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. Now we're going to talk about DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. That's coming up. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original, for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684. Generally, it's in the second hour that our calls get going, but you know, you're welcome to call us during hour one. That's when flagship station WOR in New York City comes on stream live. Before we get to that, though, let's take a look at DHEA. According to studies, DHEA can protect against cerebrovascular disease and cardiovascular disease. Now, DHEA is something that's available over the counter. It is actually a hormone. Some people think that that's controversial because, well, hormones, when administered, require some degree of caution. You may not want to give DHEA to a man who has a rising PSA. I just discussed this with a guy recently. His DHEA was low, but his PSA is under observation by his urologist. And I said, you know, I don't want to mess things up by giving you any kind of androgen that might stimulate your prostate. On the other hand, DHEA is kind of an anti-aging elixir. Works in a variety of ways. It reduces inflammation. It's been shown to be helpful for many inflammatory disorders. One remarkable study showed that high-dose DHEA in women with lupus had a remarkable effect on inflammation and really reduced the symptoms of that disease. And in fact, for a while it was marketed as a drug, treatment, according to a big study at Stanford. The dose, astronomically high, 200 milligrams of DHEA for women. I generally don't prescribe more than 25 milligrams for women, usually no more than 50 for men. Starting dose for a woman might be 5 or 10. Also helpful for depression. Studies show that DHEA can help to ameliorate depression in the over 50 crowd. Good for supporting bone strength, combating osteoporosis. So a multitude of benefits, but we hadn't anticipated this one. Higher DHEA levels may protect against coronary events. This from the American College of Cardiology. They looked at Swedish subjects between 69 and 80. And what they found was that over the follow-up period, they looked at heart attacks and strokes. And what they found was there was a correlation between low levels of DHEA and the risk of heart events. So DHEA appears to be protective. The question, I mean, question that wasn't answered with the study is, could supplemental DHEA prevent heart attacks? That was not the subject of the study, but they did notice that there was a correlation between low DHEA and heart risk. And this study in women decreased DHEA linked to greater stroke risk. This is the Nurses' Health study looking at thousands and thousands of women. What they found was that women whose DHEA sulfate levels were among the lowest had a 33% higher risk of stroke. And that is highly significant, suggesting that DHEA may be supportive to optimal circulation by reducing inflammation, by also possibly helping patients ramp up their activity levels, because you have low DHEA levels, you feel weak, tired, and lethargic, and perhaps that's a risk factor for a heart attack and stroke. So DHEA, a very versatile nutrient, and I look for opportunities to prescribe it to my patients. But again, it should be used, I think, under doctor's supervision. Shouldn't be taken willy-nilly. All right, big controversy over arsenic in our water supplies, arsenic in apples and apple juice. This was a big brouhaha on the Dr. Oz show. He pointed out that there were arsenic residues in commercial apple juice. And this created a big firestorm. And then it was revealed that arsenic was present in rice, certain types of rice more than others, or rice from certain regions. I believe it was Texas rice had more than California rice, and on it goes. But something interesting about arsenic, and we have to look at all the things that are in our environment in an analytical and open-minded way, because arsenic is something that is in our natural environment. And we talk about mineral supplementation, of course, magnesium, calcium, selenium, zinc, molybdenum. Well, arsenic is a mineral. And could it be beneficial under some circumstance? Well, it's a poison. How could it be? How could it possibly be of any benefit? We want to keep our poisons to a minimum, right? Well, many parts of the world, there's arsenic in the soil, arsenic in the water supplies. So scientists studied a place in northern Chile where there's a lot of arsenic, and it's not because of industrial pollution. It's just this natural arsenic in the soil. This is an area in Chile where the level of arsenic is 80 times higher than levels recommended by the World Health Organization. So you'd think that people would be dropping like flies there. Well, there may be health consequences to excess arsenic. I'm not saying that arsenic is good for you, but something interesting happened on the way to the experimental lab. They found that the women in this small region in South America had a death rate due to breast cancer that was reduced by 70%. Now, we already know that arsenic may play a role in fighting certain cancers. In fact, it's an established treatment for one type of cancer. Arsenic trioxide is used sometimes in the treatment of a type of leukemia and it really does work. It really does knock back the proliferation of white blood cells that occur in this form of leukemia. So should we start using arsenic to treat breast cancer? Well, not so fast, but it's an interesting proposition because arsenic may be a useful adjunct to the treatment of breast cancer in women who otherwise are not responding to therapy. It may have other health consequences, but if you're threatened with metastatic breast cancer and the risk of death, the application of correct amounts, the right amount, might ultimately prove helpful. I'm just sharing this with you just so we open our minds a little bit, because we decry all forms of pollution, toxicity, and yet sometimes there's a two-edged sword. This is referred to in biology as hormesis, the possibility that certain things that are poisonous in high amounts may be okay or may even have benefits in small amounts. All right, I'm going to blow the lid on this scandal. I think it's a scandal. Vaccines, highly controversial these days. Public health authorities are doubling down on their criticism of anti-vaxxers, people who are Luddites. They're, you know, like global warming denialists. They're anti-science, they're irrational, and they're pushing back against progress. And yet, let's take a look at the resume of someone who was in charge of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the years 2002 to 2009. Her name is Dr. Julie Geberding. She presided over the Centers for Disease Control during that period, which was the time where the FDA approved something called the Gardasil vaccine. Now, the Gardasil vaccine is the HPV vaccine that they're trying to get all young girls to take. And the least of the concerns, I think, is that it makes young girls aware of their sexuality. They're given this at the age of 11 or 12 prior to their sexual awakening to prevent the development of cervical cancer. And some, you know, depending on where you're coming from, you know, some people, they don't even want to talk about sexuality with young girls, much less bring up the issue and say, we're going to give you a vaccine so that when you have unprotected intercourse, starting at the age of 14 or 15, you'll be protected. Well, a lot of people don't want to enter into that conversation. I get that. But that's not the concern here. The concern is that there are a lot of side effects associated with this vaccine, and that side effects have been minimized. I've personally seen patients in my office who have developed mysterious and debilitating illnesses in the wake of this vaccine. Now, it could be coincidence, but yeah, it just seems too close to just write it off and say, this otherwise healthy young athlete suddenly became debilitated after their third Gardasil booster. Why is it that that happens from time to time? Rarely, of course, but yet has the safety of this been properly vetted? Well, the person in charge, Dr. Julie Gebberding, resigned from the CDC on January 20th, 2009. And guess what her next job was? There's always an exit scenario for people in government service, usually onward and upward to a high-paying private sector job, and that's exactly what happened. She took over as the president of Merck's vaccine division. That's a $5 billion a year operation, and they're the supplier of a large number of vaccines. In fact, they're the largest supplier of vaccines that the CDC, her previous employer, recommends. So just this month, Dr. Gebberding cashed out, at least in part. She's the executive vice president of Merck, and she just sold 38,368 of her shares for the tidy sum of $2,340,000. But don't worry about her. She still holds 32,000 additional shares of the company's stock, which is valued at around $2 million. So if that doesn't scream conflict of interest to you, I don't know what will. I mean, this is pervasive in the government arena, where regulators at EPA get a cozy job defending industry after they've finished their government service, and on it goes. But this is a conflict of interest that's a serious one, because it threatens the health of the American populace, and it mutes any possibility of rational debate about the merits of vaccines. And I'm not inalterably opposed to vaccines. Vaccines are important for maintaining public health, but we need to maintain a dialogue and continued research about the safety of vaccines. And right now, there's enormous pushback against anyone who dares raise a question about the safety of all these new vaccines that our kids are getting. And follow the money trail. That has something to do with the fact that debate has been silenced. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is a number. We invite you to call. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original, for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have you already invested in the latest health gadget, which is the iWatch? The iWatch, it's a communications device, but it's also a wearable health device. It gives you all kinds of feedback about your activities. It can track how far you've gone, how many steps you've taken, and it is a way to incentivize, monitor your exercise activity, which really works. You know, people who use wearable devices, Fitbit and the like, they, or the Jawbone, they do more. They do more because they're just incentivized. Well, there's something about the iWatch that is popping up on blogs and listservs that have to do with tech. An Apple support article has revealed that the iWatch is thwarted by tattoos. Yes, a lot of young people who've got that whole, you know, that arm tattoo thing going on all the way down to the wrist. It's a cool look. You know, people, I'm noticing now that the weather is warm, more and more young folks are sporting very aggressive tattooing on their arms. You don't see it when they're wearing a business suit, long sleeve. You know, you can actually look like you don't have any tattoos at all. But like, once you roll up your sleeves, you see it. And the watch's heartbeat sensor, which is the key to its ability to track your cardio performance, works by pulsing green lights from the back of the watch on the veins underneath the skin and measuring how much of that light is reflected. It's very ingenious. Because blood is red, it reflects red light and it absorbs green light. So that's how that works. But certain tattoos might block the green light from reaching the blood. How does that happen? Well, light-colored tattoos don't really disrupt the heart monitor, but tattoos decorating the skin in black or red ink, which admittedly looks very cool, right? those are the coolest tattoos, the black and red, bold tattoos. They interfere the most with heart rate readings and sometimes prevented the watch from registering skin contact at all. So, and it varies from person to person. Some Instagrammers posted pictures of the watch working just fine over their body art. I guess it depends, but yeah, tattoos thwart the iWatch. Okay, so this item talks about a fast food ban that was enacted in Los Angeles. The idea being is that there are so-called food deserts in America, and all you can get in these areas is fast food. There's, you know, tons of, you know, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Burger King, but there's no good food eateries in these parts of the, you know, urban landscape. So in California, which is always, you know, way ahead of the curve, they are all about social engineering. They banned fast food restaurants, a new fast food. They didn't say that, you know, existing fast food restaurants had to close up shop. But they enacted a ban in 2008. And 7 years later, the word is in. What impact has it had? And the answer is virtually none. The ordinance didn't ban all fast food sales, but rather restricted the opening or remodeling of certain standalone restaurants. And the idea was, we're going to improve the health of the inner city residents. So 7 years later, they went back and they analyzed what happened. And here's what they say in the article. The South Los Angeles fast food ban may have been of symbolic value, but it has had no measurable impact on improving diets or reducing obesity. And so what's up with that? You know, clearly you cannot legislate good eating. I mean, efforts to ban certain foods, ban cigarettes, banning marijuana. See how well that worked. Banning alcohol, that was a debacle. They don't work. Education, spreading the word, teaching people, that can help them make the right choices. But if you got the same people and you just make it harder for them to find fast food restaurants, they'll burn up more gasoline driving to the few remaining fast food restaurants. They'll go out of their way to find the junk, and all our efforts come to naught. So education, education, not regulation, regulation. That's the way to go in my book. 888-302-3684. You can start dialing in the next hour. We got lots to talk about. Please stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.